Alright. Okay, I promised it. It's here. The Tell Me Why story breakdown. I'm gonna try to keep this pretty brief. Again, play the game. It's worth it. But this is a spoiler alert. Okay? Okay. The formalities are now out of the way. This story starts in Alaska. At a place called Fireweed. I have no idea if that's real or not. I've never been to Alaska. I was going to go, but then I didn't. I went to Utah instead. Please don't ask why. Because I will tell you, but I don't want to. Okay, so the story is about a person named Tyler, who is actually a transgender male who became a guy. You know, that's fine. But he got sent to this fireweed place, which I guess is like a shelter or something. It'll make sense in a little bit. He has a twin sister who he has telepathic powers with, whose name is, I believe it's like, oh god, I should know this. She's like the other main character. I'll come back to it. But their mom's name is Marianne, and she died about 10 years ago, which is when Tyler went to Fireweed, and her sister, they got split up. So the big deal behind their mom dying was that Tyler stabbed her. Well, not Tyler, the other one. Oh my god, I should know this. Allison, her name's Allison. Allison is the twin, the other twin, Tyler's twin, his sister. So Tyler got his hair cut as he was becoming a guy. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I think I've learned. So, no hate to anyone who's LGBTQ. But, so he got his hair cut, and their mom was not... Okay, so it's difficult to say. Their mom was either not against it, or she was hallucinating something, but she tried to shoot him with a shotgun. So he saw that shotgun in her hands as she was loading it. He busted out the door, you know, as one would do if they thought they were going to get shot. So he ran down to their dock again, or not again, but he got cornered. So, yeah, not a great spot to run to. So then his sister, Allison, heard that, grabbed a pair of scissors, you know, it was a weapon, ran out to save him, because they're twins. They love each other. It's good. Stabbed their mom, because she was going to kill him, or at least that's what they thought. And, you know, she died, she fell off the dock, and I guess drowning is actually what killed her, not stabbing. But, so, what's really kind of got me confused is when she said, it's gonna be okay, kids, as she was dying. So, I don't know if Tyler was who she was chasing, because also while she was chasing him, she was yelling, wait, no, stop, I'm not gonna shoot you, you know, like that. Which, you know, could be just a way to get him to stop, but also it could just be a way to get him to not run away. So I haven't completed the game 100% yet, but I'm real close. So after that, the police get called by one of their neighbors, because I guess they have those in Alaska. I guess not. Again, never been. The police get called. They find the shotgun. They find out Marianne was gonna kill one of the kids, but Tyler sticks up for Allison, so she doesn't get taken to Fireweed. Allison lives with the police chief for a while, because, you know, they're an orphan. Their dad wasn't in the picture, which is really sad that has happened to some people. But they get separated for 10 years, but they have telepathic powers, which I guess they didn't really know, or they didn't really have working up until then. Or maybe they just didn't work long range, like walkie-talkies, you know, but again, they're twins, so they're the same age. When Allison picks up Tyler at Fireweed, because once he gets released, I don't know why I said released, they were able to see each other at graduation and other times, but they just didn't, because they're going to sell the house that they were raised in when they were younger. Keep in mind, they are full adults now, I believe they're both 20, So they're selling the house where the murder happened. The murder happened outside, not indoors. But when you get there, you relive a bunch of the memories that happened in it. And you can, like, have an option to see them, actually, and solve puzzles in the game. Me, personally, I just find the way to use a sledgehammer and bust through the puzzle instead. That's just me, bro. So there's a lot of puzzles in the game. That's, like, the only actual challenging part. The graphics are really good, but not the cutscene graphics. Like I was saying in my last episode, their Xbox cutscene graphics are not good at all. So, you know, don't even. The game does take a little bit, but it's a good game. So I would say it's pretty worth it. Definitely try it. And, oh, there's still a bit more story. I'm just talking about this. Definitely try it. But if it's free. Even it's on Steam, too, so not just Xbox. But it is an Xbox game, Studios game. So, kind of weird it's on Steam, but, you know. I guess Xbox does have some of their games on Steam. I don't use Steam, but my friend does. So, I robbed his computer. I stole his computer. Kidding. And went on Steam and tried to download it. But, you know, then it didn't get downloaded. For some reason. You know, fun! But the game is, in my opinion, it's a 10 out of 10. Or 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10, just because for those graphics and the gameplay. Because the gameplay is a little weird, but it's fun. It's not like there's any shooting or anything, because it's a story-based game. There's not much actual gameplay to it. In the game, there is a store where the man who owns it he's pretty chill. He's just kind of there. You know, he knows them because they grew up in that town. That's where they get food. And the lady who does, like, the accounting is his wife. She's something. She, when she found out Tyler was transgender, she sent their mom, conversion therapy pamphlets, which was, like, not cool. So they were wondering if she was the reason their mom tried to shoot Tyler. She was the reason for that. That's what they think. And she's trying to cover a lot of it up, because she was really good friends with Marianne, the mom. Even though, you know, they weren't parents, but yeah. I think it's pretty well confirmed that she is pretty homophobic, which, you know, is not cool. Something out there? No, it's fine. Okay, so it's not cool. No hate to anyone who's LGBTQ. I'm not, but no hate to anyone who is. So one of their workers in the store, like the only, like, actual person who works there, besides them, is gay, but he keeps all the stuff in the back, because I guess she's pretty homophobic, so she doesn't want any of it out where customers can see it. I mean, I've heard a lot worse, but still, that's pretty mean, pretty disrespectful. And, you know, this is 10 years after, so she might have gotten a little bit less homophobic, which is pretty good. But so they're wondering if she's the reason that Marianne tried to kill them. That's about all I'm going to get into story-wise. There is a little bit more specifics, but you need to play the game to fully understand, like, the reasoning. And because, you know, this game isn't just going to tell you everything. You kind of got to figure some of it out. And, you know, it will tell you some things. Because players like me are stupid. So we got to have some told to us. So, quick game. It's a 9 out of 10, only because of the gameplay. Everything else, perfect. Okay? So, see y'all. I'm gonna go to bed now, because it's like 12:30. I should have gone to bed 2.5 hours ago, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. So, have fun. Play the game. I believe it's free. Chapter 1, 2, and 3. Again, top tier game. Just go play it, okay? All right, peace.